making out. I can hear you guys on the couch. Shut up and make out to something already. I'm waiting. After reading that text from your friend, I start losing all my confidence. So I'll stay tired, I know soon I'll be bailing. Then you ask if I gotta leave, and I wish that I could say no.
Gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the Rock and Wrestling Podcast, rockandwrestlingpodcast.podomatic.com. That's my motherfucking website. My name is Tyler Black. I'm joined, as always, by my nigga, Big Nigger Jim. Jim, what it do?
T-Bird, what's happening, bud?
There's nothing happening. We just watched a great-ass movie.
It's like the best movie we've watched.
Ever.
By far.
Yeah.
Fuck the Chaperone. Fuck the Reunion. All these movies we've been watching has been leading up to this, and it was fucking amazing.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about Immortal Kombat, starring Roddy Piper and the great Sonny Chiba. But we're also going to talk about the wrestling world. I hope you got your notepad ready.
Got it. Right here. Oops, I just fell behind my bed. Don't care. All right. Currently, we are at 16-11, and we know who won the finals.
Right, but we still have to keep this gimmick going, because the G1 is over. It was a great tournament. Now, let's see who could pick them better, Nigger Jim or T-Bird Black. So, let's go all the way back to the 12th, I believe, is where we left off. Yeah, the 12th. All right, because we recorded on the 11th last week, and the show hadn't aired yet. Okay, Jim, are you ready?
I am ready. Let me get your page going here.
Okay, let's scroll up on the Jim side. Okay, so on August the 12th, B Block, we got Yujiro versus Carl the Machine Gun Anderson. And of course, my nigga Carl Anderson went over. T-Bird picked Carl. Nigga Jim picked... Drum roll. While I get this. Yujiro. So Tyler gets that point.
All right.
Then we had Goto versus Elgin. Goto won. I picked Goto. You picked Goto. So yeah.
So nothing on that.
No points. Kojima, Nakamura. Nakamura won, of course. Of course, we both picked Nakamura. And then we had Okada versus Nagata. Okada won. We both had Okada. And Honma versus Ishii. I picked Ishii. You picked Honma. This is the match where Honma got his first big win in the G1, so you got that point.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tomoaki Honma.
Yep.
I like saying that dude's name.
It's fun to say.
It's fun to say. All right, so... All right, so let's go to block A.
Yep, now we got block A. So we got Toru Yano versus Bad Luck Fale. You picked Yano, I picked Fale, and Yano won. So another point for Nigga Jim. Then we had Gallows and Shibata. I had Gallows, you had Gallows, Gallows won. And then we got Tenzan versus Naito. I picked Naito. You picked Tenzan. Tenzan won.
Nice. Coming back.
Coming back. Ibushi versus Makabe. I had Ibushi. I believe you also had Ibushi. Ibushi won. And AJ versus Tanahashi. I had AJ. You had Tanahashi. Tanahashi won to go to the finals.
So who won that one?
Tanahashi.
Okay, so neither one of us get a point?
No, you picked Tanahashi.
Oh, so you get that point. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Things. Okay.
Let's see. This the lineup of the last show, last Bebop show, was different than I have it on my thing, so I'm just going to read it out like it happened. So we had Ishii and Elgin. Ishii won. I had Elgin, and you had... Motherfucking, all these windows open. You had Ishii, so you get that point. Damn, Jim is killing me. Ardoya had Hanma and Yujiro. I had Hanma, and you had Yujiro, so you get that point.
Fucking A, dude.
Then we had Goto and Nagata. I had Goto, you had Nagata. Nagata won, you get another point. Holy shit. Then we had Kojima and Anderson. I had Anderson. You had Anderson, Kojima won. No points. And then the main event for the B block semifinals, we had Nakamura and Okada. We both picked Nakamura. No, wait. I picked Okada. Fuck. You picked so Nakamura.
I got a point?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I bet it against man. I didn't win that shit. We both had Nakamura to win. I think I had Ibushi and Nakamura in the finals. I think you actually had... Oh, no. You had Tanahashi as your runner-up. I had AJ as my runner-up. You picked Ibushi to win. I picked Nakamura to win, but, of course, Tanahashi won. Yep. And it was a great fucking match. Hit him with two high fly flows to get the pin. Fucking Great Muda was there. Motherfucking Masahiro Chono was there. Only person that wasn't there was Hashimoto, but he's dead, so you know how that goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was dope.
So I am calculating.
Tally up.
11, 12. 13, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Oh my god, I just won by 1 point. By 1 point, your winner, Big Nigga Jim.
Oh shit, why did I pick Okada? What the fuck was I thinking?
Oh my god, I can't believe that just happened.
You were like, motherfucking, Nakamura getting that first loss against fucking Carl Anderson the first night and then being injured and then losing to Elgin by forfeit and then coming back to win B block. That was you, Jim.
That was me. Yeah. I am now Nakamura.
Yeah. You got the shades out of your head now.
Motherfucking swag's gay. Oh, shit. That's fucking great. All right.
So congratulations on winning the first annual Rockin' Wrestling Podcast G1 Climax prediction contest.
Spectacular predictions.
Yeah. Nice. You have climaxed all over this podcast.
Masahiro Chono just walked in. What's up, dude? He's quiet. He doesn't want to talk right now.
He's going
to
give you a pair of fucking glasses and some leather pants.
Yep.
To start your tradition as Mr. August.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start doing STFs that look good, unlike a certain superstar main eventer. I'm trying to find Raw results so we can talk about Raw. But what did you think of Raw?
It was Raw. I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't great. I didn't even finish it because I fell asleep I didn't see Sasha versus
pissed for that match. They were not feeling it. They wanted to see Brock Lesnar and they were not shy
about it. That's what I heard because Mick Foley wrote this whole thing on Facebook. Today.
Mick Foley didn't get ass on Facebook. I love you, Mick, but come on, bro. Quit writing shit. All right. I'm not gonna read it. It's long as fuck.
All of his long things he always puts on Facebook. And they're always good. just, you know, he's a great writer and
shit. He is
shit.
A best-selling author.
Yeah, he, you know, he made a really good point that that there needs to be a female pipe bomb. You know, there needs to be like a female, like, defining promo, like Hard Times promo, the Austin 316 promo, the CM Punk pipe bomb promo. Like, there needs to be like a defining promo that's set in time that fully pushes and solidifies this Divas Revolution, which I'm sick of hearing. I'm sick of hearing the word diva. I think it needs to be done. It doesn't need to be around anymore.
I mean, if you ask a person what a diva is, what do you think they would say?
They would say,
how would
like
a normal person describe the term diva?
I would say it's a woman that everyone says she's a strong woman, but really she's just kind of full of herself.
Kind of a bitch, right?
Yeah.
So it's like calling these women bitches and stuck up bitches.
Yeah. Yeah. When really, like, there's only like a certain group of women right now in WWE that could be called divas legitimately because they don't do anything.
Right.
Like, they don't do anything but be on this show. Eva Marie at the top of this fucking list. And I don't know if you caught the promo for Total Divas.
Yes, I wanted to talk about that because they aired it three times.
You, WWE, holy shit. They're like, Eva Marie, everybody loves Eva Marie, but now
she's
everybody
always
hates
been loved
her.
By the crowd, and now they're all booing her. What happened? Why are you being so mean to someone that you love so much? Fuck you. We've been
never liked her
since day one. No one.
No one has ever liked her. Not fucking once. And the people that do are the worst people on the planet.
Yeah, or they want to have sex with her. Yeah.
And like, look, she is an attractive woman. Outside of that, she sucks. She's
mentally
horrible.
Handicapped. Who would want to put their penis in someone that retarded, except her equally retarded husband that wants to get a gun?
Husbinger. Like, never have I wished for spousal abuse to happen to somebody so much before.
Who do you want to be abused? Him or her?
I want Eva Marie's husband to knock her.
Well, I guess the internet censors didn't want to hear that speech because you kind of cut out a lot. But they actually did do a storyline about 2 weeks ago where she was training really hard. She had bruises all on her arms. And then she was posing for pictures. And she was like, hey, let's take pictures with me and my bruises because I'm proud of my battle scars. And like people on Instagram was like, damn, Jonathan been beating her ass up. I'm like, damn, Jonathan, you got to hit her like that. And she's like... She's like, for the record, I'd beat you up. And he's kind of a pussy, so he doesn't really say anything about that. And they're like at a restaurant, and she's like still mic'd. And she's like washing her hands, and this woman's like, are those bruises? It looks like a hand. You know there's options, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was actually kind of funny, because I was like, that was like a real moment.
I wouldn't.
Total Divas is only good with like the real moments. Like, I watched today's show, and... The best part of it was that there was a Naomi Jimmy Uso storyline, and they're the most realistic people. Like, they had Jimmy's kids come stay with them for like the weekend, and Naomi wants to be the fun stepmom, so she bought like a bounce house and a petting zoo. And it was funny because the bounce house came, and she was like, "Yeah, bounce house is on its way." And I thought she was joking. 2 seconds later, dude comes like, "Hey, I'm from a bounce house Emporium, I'm here to set up the bounce house." And Jimmy's like, man, I'm always last to know about this shit. Like, what the hell's going on? And you know, as soon as dude left, his ass is the first one in the bounce house. But it awesome. Was like fucking go-karts and shit, and they were just hanging out and like just trying to like, hey, we can't be spoiling the kids like that. Just normal ass storyline, people just living their life. It was interesting because they seemed like real people. The Bellas,
they weren't trying to have like a fucking like sitcom situation, like fucking Natalya and Tyson.
I like
having this fucking
Tyson, though, but
having this sitcom situation of, oh, Dad broke this thing that we don't want. Whoops! Like, it was an accident, but that thing's worth millions of dollars. What? And then, you know. cue the studio audience.
I do like seeing Brian Kendrick on Total Divas. That's always cool because I'm a big Brian Kendrick fan.
Oh, yeah.
He's always baked out of his mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That dude is a pothead.
Mm-hmm.
He gave fucking Eva Marie his finisher, which you know from watching NXT.
Yeah, yeah, sliced bread.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Number two.
She was looking up cool finishers to do on YouTube and stumbled across the Sid Vicious leg break. And she watched it, and they showed it in its entirety with him jumping off the rope. I'm like, no, why are they showing this? They're going to cut away, right? Nope. Snap, leg this way. I'm like, what the
God. Fuck? Like, I can't with that. That fucking whole leg break thing was hard to watch the first time.
They didn't even show this shit on the pay-per-view. They waited until Nitro the next night, and they warned you like 10 times.
Yeah.
Don't look at this. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah. But, you know, once they say that, it's like, well, now I have to see it.
Yeah. But they didn't even warn you. You're just chilling watching Total Divas like, oh, this show's stupid. Ah, leg break. Snap. What the fuck?
You know, it's funny because, like, Eva Marie, I was fucking around on Twitter today, and Eva Marie was trending topic on Twitter today. And I clicked on it, and it was all about how the promo for Total Divas was like, everybody loves her, but now they hate her, which was a total lie. Everybody talked about how a fucking lie. I stumble across a fucking tweet from Sid Vicious that said he was going to powerbomb her until there was, like, all red everything all over the ring or something like that.
This can't be a real Sid Vicious account. This has to be a Sid Vicious troll account. I doubt Sid Vicious knows how to use a computer.
I don't know. Like, it could be a parody account. I looked at it. It seemed legit, but, I mean, it didn't have the blue check mark, the verified check mark, so who knows. But
he is the master and ruler of the world, so.
Yeah.
Of the world.
That's what it said in his bio, too. But so, who knows? Like, it could be him. He could just not be verified yet, so.
That man is 90% Chin.
Yeah.
I love to see a skeleton when he dies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that's just a science. Just have a big Sid skeleton in your classroom.
Just a giant head.
Yeah.
Huge body. Oh, man.
Mullet.
But no, that was pretty. That was like just straight up insulting motherfuckers' intelligence.
Even they did a storyline on Total
Divas. To have that.
Like people kept saying that she can't wrestle and it really broke her heart. And she had a WrestleMania moment and overcome her can't wrestling by doing a body slam and blowing a kiss or something like that. Or a shoulder tackle. Something trivial. A clothesline.
That's her big WrestleMania. That's what she thinks her WrestleMania moment is?
Yeah.
Hitting a clothesline?
Yeah, and blowing a kiss. Because that was part of, that's
my
part
God,
of her
gimmick. Way to shoot for the stars.
Yeah. At least Vicky Guerrero even did a frog splash. Shit.
Yeah. What a horrible, horrible fucking person.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, so.
So you didn't get to see Paul Heyman singing The White Man Marches On?
No, I heard about it and I meant to go back and watch it and I just didn't. So.
He was like, my eyes have seen the glory of the trampling at the zoo.
Good job. I'm not finishing that.
Your bloods and all the mongrels too. We're taking down the Zog machine, Jew by Jew by Jew, and the white man marches on.
Well, God, we have sung this song on the podcast. Holy shit. Oh, man.
Fucking Vader would not be pleased with his son.
Vader would not know. Vader would not be pleased. Brody would not be pleased. Oh, God. Yeah, that's pretty funny, though. Like, what was his lyrics like?
I don't even remember, but it was about conquering the Undertaker streak.
Yeah.
And Brock Lesnar marches on. Glory, 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 Brock Lesnar.
I'll have to go back and watch it. But, like, I only had, like, the Sasha Nikki Bella match, and then that to go on Raw. And I fell asleep before any of that happened.
Yeah.
Because I had just kind of had it with Raw last night.
Raw wasn't even that bad last night.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great.
John Cena cut a good promo on Seth Rollins.
Yeah. The opening tag match.
Opening tag match was good. Okay. Becky Lynch and Tamina wasn't bad.
Cesaro kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
He kind of fucked up. He's trying to do that flip over the ropes thing that he does.
The Mazawa flip.
Mazawa,
yeah, kind of fucked that up. Chris Hero stole from Mazawa, and Cesaro stole from Chris Hero.
Yeah. Which is okay. It's okay. Fuck that. Everybody fucks up sometimes.
But Kevin Owens played it off like it looked like he was holding his leg to stop flipping over, which made it look really good.
Yeah.
Because Kevin Owens is fucking smart.
Goddamn professional.
What the fuck would Sheamus have done in this situation? Who knows? He's fucking Sheamus.
He probably would have stood there and like said, are you not entertained or something?
Yeah, and said,
instead of trying to save the situation. He'll lock himself inside of a pod for no goddamn good reason, like he did at Elimination Chamber.
With his weird ghetto chain.
Yeah. I don't know.
How awesome is the New Day?
Oh, they're always awesome.
Yeah,
were they there last night?
Yeah, they were in an 8-man tag. It was New Day and Lucha Dragon. I mean, New Day and Matadors against the Primetime Player and Lucha Dragons.
It was a
2-minute match, but they came out and they did like a rhyming entrance.
Maybe I missed that match too before I fell asleep. Maybe that match was before Sasha.
It was right before Sasha Banks and Nikki Bella.
Okay, then that's when that's why I didn't see it.
Did you hear New Day on Jericho's podcast?
No, he had all three of them on there.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's great.
And I'm thinking about this because the new submission sorority name is Team PCB. One of the names they had for New Day was XBK because it's just their initials.
Yeah,
that's how creative that fucking team is.
Jesus God, can we get some goddamn creative people?
Give me a job. God damn.
Seriously.
I think it's a name for three bitches that could fight.
Yeah.
Three bitches that could fight.
Yeah, three bitches that can fight. Not team three bitches that can fight.
The Tough Ho Patrol. Right there.
There you go. Right there. Broad Squad or something. Like something. Anything. And stop putting... I thought we were done putting team in front of everything.
Yeah.
I press this issue enough and ever think about it, it just pays me. And PCB is Panama City Beach, okay? It's not Paige, Charlotte, and Becky. It's Panama City Beach.
The home of Adam Cole, baby.
Yeah. Like, I get why I had to change it because top serve. Was.
Jesus Christ. Guys, we're joined by Soundwave all the way from the Decepticon base. So I saw Straight Out of Compton on Saturday.
How was that?
It was good. I got it on bootleg on the internet.
Oh, nice.
Because I wouldn't go see it in the movie theater because in case black people get really riled up and shoot me. Mm-hmm. It was a good little flick.
Got
to see some good rapping and fucking of the police.
Nice.
And they showed like Rodney King and like the riots and shit. And Ice Cube's son looks exactly like Ice Cube and talks exactly like Ice Cube.
That's what I've seen pictures of them standing next to each other, and it's pretty uncanny.
Yeah.
And actually, like the entire cast is pretty uncanny. The like. What they look like, in real life. Really good.
Yeah.
Really well casted.
It was very well casted. Paul Giamatti was pretty good, but he did always fucking good.
I'm excited to see the movie.
I'd recommend it. I'm definitely going to check out Ice Cube when he performs the Straight Outta Compton at Riot Fest in a couple weeks.
Oh, really?
So I will enjoy that.
Nice.
Unless there's somebody more important playing at the same time, then I'm just going to be like, fuck Ice Cube. I'm going to go see Coheed.
Is it just Ice Cube performing?
It's Ice Cube and special guest, so probably MC Ren and DJ Yellum may be there.
Yeah, probably not Dre.
I doubt Dre would be there.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like Dre wouldn't be there.
If Dre was going to be there, I'm sure they would advertise Dre being there.
Right.
Snoop's going to be there on Sunday, so.
Oh, nice. I've seen Snoop in concert. Snoop in concert is dope as fuck.
Is it?
It really is, dude. Like, if it's anything like it was when I saw him, and this was like, 2004 or 2005 when I saw him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was 2006. I don't know. But he has like a fucking like a backup band. Like, he doesn't just like fucking, like, they don't just fucking play a beat. They don't just song and then he just fucking sings to it. He has a fucking band there of That's musicians really cool. playing the fucking song. And it's fucking great.
I mean, he does like genre of music as G-Funk.
Yeah, so. And there was fucking, like, Don Magic Juan was just, like, fucking, like, walking around the stage with his fucking pimp suit and shit and his chalice. And, like, that was it. That's all he did. That's all he fucking did. And I think Snoop smoked a blunt on stage, like, in front of the cops and shit.
Oh, yeah. That's fucking nuts. He's performing Doggy Style in its entirety, so.
Oh, that's badass.
That should be pretty cool, hearing the Doggy Dog song and Gin and Juice.
Yeah. That's fucking awesome. I wish I could see that. That'd be great. That'd be a hell of a fucking...
But if he's playing the same time as Tenacious D,
awesome. Yeah.
I have to see the D.
I've never seen the D, so... I've seen Snoop, so I would have to be like, yeah, I'm going to go see the D.
Yeah.
Oh, the motherfucking cow!
Now all the ladies in the house say yeah. And all you motherfuckers say prayer.
You fight. You gotta fight. You motherfucker. Oh, you motherfucker. Today's just D time.
Fuck yeah. So speaking of fuck yeah, in Mortal Kombat starring Roddy Piper.
Oh man, this movie was so fucking great. It was ridiculous and silly, but it was so much fun.
So in the 90s, there were these movies that would just be made all the time. That would be awesome action movies with ninjas and backflips and kicks and magical islands and people dying left and right and shit, high stakes. And these movies will come on at Saturday afternoon on UPN. After WCW Worldwide would go off, and I would watch these, and I would enjoy them, and I'd be a happy little kid.
Or they would come on at, like, fucking, like, midnight or 1 o'clock on fucking KSMO TV 62 and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They would always be fucking, they'd be really weird, and you'd maybe watch part of them or whatever, or you catch it, like, right in the middle or something.
Right. And this movie started like you caught it in the middle, because it felt like an awesome TV show that I should be watching, and this is like the third episode or something.
Yeah.
I was like, did I miss some shit? Like, Roddy Piper's telling me some shit that happened in the past, and like talking about, hey, what happened to JJ? I'm like, I don't know. Who's JJ? Like, are you going to tell me who that is?
You mean like Dynamite JJ? Like JJ Walker? This good times? Like, this is the kind of movie, like, when you used to go to the video store and there would just be, like, some movie there. Just a straight-to-video movie that you've never heard of and probably would never see of again. See or hear of again.
It had a ninja on the cover, so you rented it anyway.
Yeah.
So if your favorite game in 1994 was Mortal Kombat and you saw this sitting on the shelf and it was called Immortal Kombat, that means it's going to last even longer than the Mortal Kombat because it's immortal. It's going to be there forever.
It will last forever. It will never die.
I remember seeing a commercial for this in like 96 when the Mortal Kombat movie was coming out. This movie was coming on like TNT. And it was just like a brief commercial of it. It was like,
really?
Immortal Kombat. Yeah. And I was like, Mortal Kombat spelled with a C? That's weird. Why would that movie already be on TV if it's still in theaters?
Yeah.
And I didn't know when it came on. I never heard from it again.
Yeah.
Until I heard Jericho talking about him doing stunt work on it. I think I saw Jericho briefly in that, party fight scene. You see a guy with long blonde hair, and there's not a lot of guys in Mexico.
That's awesome. You know, it's funny that we watched this today, because it just so happens, and I just found out about this earlier today when I was just like flipping through my Facebook and shit like that. Today is the 20th anniversary of Mortal Kombat, the movie. Yeah. And it was a really long article, and I didn't finish it. I got about halfway through, and I saved it to my favorites just so I can go back and finish it. But it was talking about like the entire history of the making of the movie, of like how it fucking came to be, and about how the producer was best friends with like a couple people from Midway Games, and they brought him over and showed him Mortal Kombat 2 at the time, I think. And they were playing it on like they had
Kombat 3, because I'm pretty sure Mortal Kombat 2 was already out.
No, dude, I'm telling you, like this was way before Concept. They hadn't even ported it to a cartridge yet.
Okay.
It was still on. I don't even know if they put the arcade out yet. Okay. But they brought this guy to Midway Games, and they were playing the arcade version of it. And he was just like, I want this to be a movie. This needs to be a movie. And the guys at Midway were just like, that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. And it just spiraled into this. It just, you know, snowballed into this fucking thing that they finally got. Like, they let him have the rights to it for a limited amount of time, and they just, like, started making it, and fucking New Line was not behind it at all, and it was just this whole, like, uphill battle to finally get the movie made, and I guess, like the Goro puppet, like, just kept, like, down. Like, sometimes it didn't work, and then other times they couldn't get it to work, and it was a really cool article. It was long as fuck. And because it was that long, I'm like, God, this article is forever. I'm gonna save this and finish it later. But I just thought it was kind of cool that we were doing this movie, and then today of all days just happens to be the 20th anniversary of that movie, which is the highest grossing video game movie, I think, still to this day.
Because that movie was fucking awesome. Fuck what anybody says about that movie being shitty. All movies in the 90s were shitty. Like,
yeah.
Good movies didn't exist until like 2007.
Yeah, I was
like, oh, wow, this is a good movie. And now it's like people are spoiled because they get all these fucking Inceptions and Birdmans every year. And it's like, like, we had Money Train and shit.
Yeah, we had Struggle, dude. Yeah, we had Money Train and fucking, oh man, Money Train and Space Jam was awesome.
Yeah,
like
well, our standards were low as fuck in the mid 90s.
Yeah, we had Battlefield Earth. We had to deal with that shit.
Yeah,
like the Meteor Man. You ever watch Meteor Man?
I love the Meteor Man.
I loved it too.
Superhero.
That was like when superhero movies were so fucking scarce.
Yeah, you take what you could get. Like,
yeah, it was just like, oh shit, a dude in a cape.
I might as well watch this.
It's like, oh, this dude's flying around in a cape. Let's fucking go. Let's fucking go right now.
I did not see Blank Man though.
You've never seen Blank Man?
I didn't. I think I've seen parts of it much, much later, like a couple years ago.
Boy, I fucking love that movie. Yeah. I really, like, legitimately love that movie. It's so fucking funny. And, like, but Damon Wayans and fucking David Alan Grier, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the fucking brother Seamus from Big Lebowski's in it as the bad guy and shit. And, oh, man. I legitimately love that movie. And I found it on Crackle not too long ago.
Oh, yeah, because they have all the nigga movies on Crackle because niggas are not going to pay for Netflix.
Made me so fucking happy to find that movie, too. I was like, oh, my God, yes. I hadn't watched it since it was fucking on HBO, I think.
Nice. Well, let's talk about another forgotten gem of the 90s.
Yeah, Immortal Kombat.
It starts out with an Asian dude in bed with a woman claiming that she put him in danger. He leaves out the window. Crazy white man played by Malibu from Gladiators. beats the shit out of him and kills him. Says, I'm going to send you the Buddha, even though Japanese people aren't Buddhist. He breaks his neck, and then we get opening credits. Roddy Piper is in a police station being chewed out by his cop boss, like every cop movie.
You know, the fucking, that serial killer or whatever, the signature killer, which is probably the worst serial killer name ever. He reminded me so, like, the way he moved and the way he talked, he moved like a putty patroller, and he talked like one of the monsters in Power Rangers.
Also, he's the only person to be in Immortal Kombat and in Mortal Kombat Annihilation. But he was in
that dude was in Annihilation?
He was Motaro.
Really?
Yeah.
I barely remember Annihilation. I did not like that movie.
You know what? I was a big Mortal Kombat nerd, so I loved that movie.
Yeah.
And I watched it every day because it had
ninjas. That's the thing. I was a huge Mortal Kombat nerd, and I just couldn't get with that movie. I just couldn't. I tried. I just couldn't fucking. I was like, I think that might be like one of my earliest memories of being like, wow, this is a bad movie.
Yeah.
This is what bad movies are. Okay. I get it now. And it pissed me off because, like, I had read about that movie getting made like 2 years before. And it was like, when I read about it, it was supposed to come out that fall or something. And then like 2 years later, it finally came out.
Mm.
And I was just like, I think I read about it in sixth grade. I don't think it came out until I was in eighth grade.
Okay.
And I was always like wondering.
Fifth grade when that came out.
Something like that. But
one thing I remember about that fucking movie is the Raiden versus Reptiles fight scene, the unfight scene, because it's pretty much they do cartwheels for like 2 minutes and then like that's it, like then they're dead. Like what just happened?
Raiden died from cartwheeling too much.
No, the reptiles died from cartwheeling. Raiden was fine.
But didn't Raiden die at the very beginning of that movie? Or was that, no, that was Johnny Cage.
Johnny Cage died at the beginning of the movie. Raiden died at the end.
That's right.
And then wasn't dead because he's Raiden.
Right. In the land.
So Roddy Piper tells us what happened last night. So him and Sonny Chiba have an undercover cop bitch at a crazy 80s party, even though this is the 90s.
Yeah, they had a crazy, like, it was like a fucking crazy, like, early 90s, still transitioning from the 80s kind of party. So there was, like, cocaine and shit.
And mullets and jerry curls.
Mullets and jerry curls and, oh, man.
Rick like, James partying, probably in the background.
Parties in the early 90s must have been fucking awesome. Like, seriously.
All I wish I had been old enough. A bunch of people sitting around drinking beer, standing around listening to fucking Nickelback and shit.
Oh man, I wish I had fucking was able to go to fucking parties like that in the early 90s. I wish I was old enough to do that. That would have been great. Early 90s parties must have been fucking craziness.
Everybody
but
the signature killer comes in, kills the bitch. I don't think he kills her initially, but he's going for the pussy.
Yeah, he's like ripping her clothes off and everything, and they're asking Piper, well, why did you get, you know, save her? He's like, I didn't know she was fucking there until it was too late. Like, what do you want me to do? I got caught up with this fucking fight. He has to fight some people in a fucking circle.
It's a kumite.
Yeah. And then
they actually call it a kumite. You're like,
yeah.
A kumite.
Sonny Chiba gets shot in the arm.
Yep. He also beats the dude's ass with a sword turned backwards, which is fucking sweet.
Oh yeah, that was badass. That was a good sword fight.
Yeah. So this movie starts out with awesome fight scenes for like 30 minutes of just fucking badassery. Piper whooping ass, Chiba whooping ass, just a lot of ass beating. Fucking Malibu gets shot like 6 times by the skinny Asian cop and just wakes up later fucking still fine, hence the Immortal Kombat.
Yeah.
So, next thing we know, Roddy Piper's on a boat.
Yeah.
On a river, and Debo's on a boat. And he's like, hey, what's up, Debo?
Yeah, Debo is a fucking, like, good guy in this movie.
Just a regular old dude, chilling.
He's like, he's friendly. Like fucking, like this, like, like sweet person, like fucking like Michael Clark Duncan in the Green Mile or some shit.
Yeah.
Because at one point he starts crying, and it threw me the fuck off.
Like when I looked at this movie, I saw a picture, the picture where Devo's taking a picture of Ronnie and the two chicks. I thought that was just like them fooling around on set.
Yeah.
I thought that was the actual part of the movie.
It probably was them just fooling around on set. It's just somebody forgot to turn off the camera.
Yeah. Roddy Piper also cockblocks this dude that's hitting on this one chick, claims that that's his wife, and tells him to fuck off, or he's going to rip his dick off.
Like, hold on, Aaron, do a pull, that was pretty cool.
and then
we get to the hotel, and there's fucking early 90s gay stereotype is at the desk just fucking checking out the goods on Piper. Giving it, like, handing him his key. Piper goes to take it, and the guy's just like holding on to it, just checking out his fucking bare chest. Of course, Piper's got his fucking, you know, shirt buttoned, like, all unbuttoned, like, all the way halfway down his fucking chest.
In typical Piper fashion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This whole movie, though, I'm looking for Art Barr, because I know Art Barr plays a waiter in this movie. Motherfucker doesn't show up to the very last scene, and he's in the shadow. I was pissed.
Oh, man.
If you look at the credits, he's the first one, because they can do the credits alphabetically. And first thing you see on the credits is waiter, Art Barr.
I was going to say, it was weird to see, like, Piper was the main character, and he was, like, third, like,
towards the bottom.
Yeah, he was, like, third and last.
Yeah, they did it alphabetically.
Yeah, that's dumb. I don't know why you would do that. So, let's see, so Piper and this woman, they have similar names, but they're pronounced different, whatever. So they give Piper a key to her room. He thinks it's his room, and he's fucking eating her room service food and shit. She gets out of the shower, and what are you doing here? And freaking out about it. And Piper's just like, oh, we have similar names. Isn't this funny? And she tells him to get out, and he just like kind of looks at her, grabs more food off the plate, and just shoves it in his mouth. It's just like, you have a good day.
So then he goes to get a Jeep, and the only Jeep that they have is rented out to the bitch with the same name, with the similar name as him. Like, oh yeah, that was a mistake. You know, language barrier and everything. We're on this foreign island. We don't really have a descriptive place of where it is, but it's foreign.
Like, I understand your gayness is hindering you in some way right now. So it's understandable. It's understandable. Because remember, this is the early 90s, so we're still kind of afraid of gay people.
So, like, he takes the Jeep. He goes to some barbed wire fence where he climbs over, dick first.
Yeah. Barehanded fucking held that barbed wire down.
Hell yeah, Piper's a G. He doesn't fuck around.
Piper's a fucking man, dude.
Yeah. I think he made a joke about being circumcised while climbing over the fence, but he kind of did it in, like, Popeye voice.
Yeah,
my mind kind of rambles while he's doing shit.
Oh, I got circumcised.
Why didn't Piper play Popeye?
Yeah, you're right. Popeye. Rowdy Popeye.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he starts going through the forest, and then this is where we see the bad guy lady and the bad guy dude in all fucking khaki, which I thought they were married.
Well, she was fucking dudes, wasn't she?
I think so.
But probably she had sending some kind of cuckold relationship where, like, he gets off on other dudes fucking her.
Yeah, like, he gets to watch that shit and everything. Yeah.
And then he sends dudes to kill him after they fuck his wife.
Yeah.
That's part of their kink.
Mm-hmm. So they're like, they're setting up a fucking fight ring in the middle of this jungle with Tiny Zeus.
With Debo.
Debo.
Fights a tiny Asian dude.
Yeah. And but Piper comes out of the fucking out of the pasture and shit. It was just like walking up like this wasn't the craziest thing ever.
You didn't just sneak over a barbed wire fence. You're like, hey, yeah. Debo, what's up?
Like, Debo, what's going on, man? Oh, you know, not much. Just in a fight circle. You know,
what? All these guys kind of, like, jump up on Piper, security and shit. And yeah. Like, Debo's like, nah, he's cool. And they're like, all right, you can watch, whatever.
Yeah.
And so Debo versus Asian dude. So Debo's beating the shit out of this Asian dude. Asian dude keeps coming back, hits him with one flying kick, and Debo's out.
Yeah. Which, again, to see Debo get his ass beat.
Babyface in peril.
Babyface in peril, getting his ass kicked later on, crying. Debo cries in this movie, people.
We'll get to the crying part.
Oh, it is crying. It is like the realest crying ever. Oh, man. It was jarring. It's jarring to see somebody like that cry.
They did a shoot interview with Debo. And that dude, even like real life, is talking about like growing up in the streets, talking about how like he's not fazed by death because death is all you see in the fucking hood. Like, that dude is a G for real.
Right.
And just seeing him as just like, oh, hey, what's going on, guys? How's it going? Yeah.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
What's up, Roddy Piper? I'm wearing this funny hat. You want to wear my funny hat? Have fun.
You guys mind if I cry a little bit? Yeah, it's okay, right? You don't care. That's fine. like, the only time I think I've ever seen him be a baby face, and even then he was still kind of a bad guy, it was in the fucking boat scene in The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah.
When he fucking takes the detonator device and just tosses it out because he's on a boat full of prisoners and he's saving...
Give it to me.
Like, yeah, he's saving the regular people.
You don't know how to take a life.
You don't know how to take a life. You want to take a life? You want to fuck a man?
Damn it, you beat me to it. You fucker.
But that's probably, like, other than this, it's probably the only time I've ever seen Debo, like, do good things in a movie.
Yeah.
Where he wasn't just like,
nice dude, just chill. I'm a big guy and I can fight, so that's what I do.
Yeah.
Friendly martial artist Debo.
Yeah. Biggest FB. Piper of Fond Farewell.
And so they tell him he can use the front gate to then climb over the barbed wire fence. I'm like, ooh, how do they know he climbed over the barbed wire fence?
Probably because he just came out of the pasture out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So, what was it? He goes back to the hotel after this, right?
Right.
And, wait, hold on. We're kind of glossing over Sonny Chiba.
Oh, yeah. We keep getting these intercuts of Sonny Chiba at home doing samurai katas and shit.
Yeah, like meditating. And it's like seeing visions of the future of Piper getting his head smashed in.
Part of why I think this movie should be part of like a series, like a TV show, or like this is a pilot for a show starring Roddy and Chiba, or they're just like this awesome team, and it's like we don't get to see enough of them as partners and shit.
I know.
Like,
yeah. We know
they like each other, they have good chemistry when they're together, but like, what's the rest of the story, bro? Like, I thought this was
a movie. I would have watched that show every single week if this had actually went to series, because you're right. And I think like a lot of fucking direct to video movies in the 90s were meant as television pilots.
I mean, they filmed like an extra 30 minutes and said fuck it, feature film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
fucking wires.
But yeah, okay. So like, yeah, he's doing all these katas and everything, and then he's also dealing with his daughter.
Right.
Who's like, oh, you look like hell, and your shoulder's fucked up. And he's just like, shut up, leave me alone.
Let me fight these invisible ninjas.
Bitch, I'm Sonny Chiba. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I've seen him explode a dude's nutsack once.
And he exploded quite a few people in this movie, so...
Yeah. But yeah, so Sonny Chiba does Samurai Katas in between Roddy Piper scenes.
Yeah.
So Piper goes back to the hotel, and the bitch is like, oh, hey, did you enjoy my Jeep? Can I get that shit back today? And he's like, nah.
Nah.
And so the hoe's on like a tour, like some Mayan temple. And she sees Piper poking around some restricted area because there's this evil corporation that's running these Debo fights.
Debo fights. It's just fights with Debo. It's just clones of Debo.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's taking pictures of all this, and she had taken pictures of the night before when Debo got his ass beat.
Right.
She snuck out there. So she's taking pictures, and then some guys come up with some guns and point them in her face, and I'm like, oh, give us your camera. And Piper, I don't know why he didn't just, like, have his normal voice and just was Piper, but he just decided to put on this fucking, like, horrible Southern accent.
My Lord.
My Lord. Atlantic Ocean. What are you doing? My wife. My wife, she don't know no better. She just, oh man, it was just so random. I was like, why do you need to be Southern right now?
And then she goes into a Southern accent after talking in normal voice for
and it was like
extended period of time.
Yeah, and she all she did was she just sounded like Blanche from the Golden Girls. That was it. Like the second she started talking, I was just like, Blanche?
So Piper takes the camera and they're fighting with it. And you can tell he does a little old switcheroo behind his back. And he ends up knocking out one guard and puts another guard in a sleeper hold. His trademark.
Was in sleeper. Which I always wish more wrestlers would do whenever they have movies. Like, I always want them to do their finishing moves in movies.
Right.
Like, I think The Rock did the Rock Bottom in Walking Tall, like, through a poker table.
Yeah.
But I've never seen Stone Cold do a...
I think he also did it in The Rundown. I think he just did it in the last Fast and Furious movie.
Okay. Yeah, see, yeah, I think I do remember. I think he did it to Jason Statham.
Right.
I think I remember seeing that in the trailer. But I've not seen Stone Cold bust out a fucking song sounding on anybody.
We did just see Stone Cold do a Rock Bottom in a movie, didn't we?
He did do the Rock Bottom in Tactical Force, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's great. He's just doing everybody else's shit.
Triple H did two pedigrees and a chaperone.
Yeah, there's no pedigree. Yeah, he didn't pedigree a child. Yeah. I was really looking forward to him pedigreeing the kid or something.
The little computer gay kid.
Yeah, computer gay kid or fucking or Sun Tzu kid or something.
Yeah. Go back but, and listen to our chaperone review if you want to get these references.
Yeah. So Piper hits the Piper locks in the sleeper hold and that and then where do we go from here?
So they go back to the hotel, right?
Yeah, they bang. Don't they bang after this?
I think they bang after the next scene. I think they do bang. I gloss over like the banging parts. You know, I hate women to kind of slow down action movies. So they have a talking session where she's like, I saw that big black guy fight that Asian guy, and the big black guy kept beating the shit out of the Asian guy, but the Asian guy kept getting back up. Something's going on here. I work for the newspaper, and my friend told me there's some shit going down. Yeah. I like that she calls him a black guy. That was just funny to me. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's like...
Dude, she was just so casual about it. She was just like, what's the word?
What's the word?
Black guy? Can we say that?
Black guy.
She was just so comfortable. That black guy and that Asian.
Like, she might as well have just said the N-word. Mm. It might have almost sounded less offensive than her just calling him the black guy.
I wish Brody would have said, hey, he has a name. It's Debo. Yeah,
it's Debo. Let's get this straight, hon.
For the record, hold on. Time out. Debo does insurance commercials. Have you seen these?
Huh?
There's insurance commercials. It's like a nationwide, like an insurance broker, I guess. You can check and see if you have shitty insurance.
Yeah.
Don't get deboed by your insurance company or like other people's insurance. Like, if you're in an accident and their insurance, like, they're not going to give you, like, the money. And it's like, he's, like, wearing this big shirt that says Debo just in case you don't know who he is.
What?
And it says, this is Debo insurance. We don't give money. We take it.
This Debo insurance.
And this guy's like, don't get Debo by the insurance companies. Call my number and I'll help you out. And he's riding the fucking Debo bike all over to the
sunset. I need to watch this commercial over and over again right now.
There's several of them. There are several Debo insurance commercials. Just look it up on YouTube.
The only insurance commercials I've seen lately are the ones with the cone heads.
I think I have seen those, but I think on State Farm.
Yeah, State Farm, because they have all the...
I think it's like a lawyer.
Yeah, because they have all the...
They have, like, the same lawyer, like, the lawyer saying the advertising companies.
Yeah.
Like, they have... call us all people.
Yeah, State Farm has all, like, the SNL characters and shit.
Oh, yeah?
Except for Rob Schneider.
Because he only likes foreign films.
Yeah. No, the thing with him is like, I don't know, he doesn't believe in fucking vaccinations and shit like that, and... That was the whole point of fucking insurance or whatever, and I don't know, and they took it down. There was a whole thing about it.
Okay, it is a personal injury lawyer named Derek Isaacs. Yeah, don't get Debo'd by your insurance company. Debo Insurance. I'm going to play you a clip of this really quick.
Your client hurt me in a car accident. I need money for my medical bills and my car repair.
I just got Diva.
Call me. I'll work hard to make sure you get the money you deserve.
Oh, wow. That white woman in that commercial is fucking hilarious. I just got Debo'd.
Yeah, you did, white woman.
Yeah, you did, white woman. Oh, man.
Yeah, so they bang, and I guess Piper goes back to his room because these ninjas break in while she's sleeping.
Yeah.
And Piper runs in and beats up ninjas.
Yep.
And throws them out of the window.
Yeah. Because ninjas are the easiest people to beat up.
Yeah. Especially immortal ninjas.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And they steal her camera.
No, they steal her film.
Oh, the film, yeah. The
yeah,
film.
They steal the film.
And then, Then she gets kidnapped right after this, right?
Right. They're like, all right, we're going to go do some shit. I'm going to go, you take a shower. I'm going to go to my room and leave you unprotected, even though you just got attacked 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. Do your thing. And she gets out of the shower, buff ass Asian dude in her room, kidnaps her. He's like, all right, let's go.
That was a buff Asian dude.
What'd you say?
I said,
one more time and not robot voice.
Well, I was a super buff Asian dude.
Yeah. He was very buff.
That's a crazy buff Asian dude.
Yeah. So buff ass Asian, and Piper goes looking for her, and then security shows up and they all have him held by his arms, and then out of nowhere fucking Shuriken can show up in their faces.
Yeah.
Fucking Sonny Chiba's here. We forgot his storyline because I stopped writing his shit down because he wasn't doing ninja shit. He was talking about fucking, I guess he killed his adopted daughter's mom, and that's why he adopted her, because he felt bad because he shot her.
Yeah.
Everything okay?
Yeah. I just kicked something. Kicked one of my remotes.
Okay.
So, And then, like, okay, but before this, he revealed to his daughter that he actually, like, accidentally shot her mom.
Right.
And he wasn't really bad or some shit?
No, I think it was the guy that he was shooting. He told her all his life that dude shot her mom, but it was really him trying to shoot that dude for being a criminal or something.
Yeah.
And ever since then, he stopped using guns. So he was just a cop that didn't use a gun. He would just do ninja shit. And
she hated him at first, And then, like, the very next scene, she totally forgives him. He's about to leave to go help Piper. And she hands him this really nice wooden box. It was just like, you'll probably need this. Opens it up, and you think it's going to be, like, the coolest fucking gun ever. Nah, it's just, like, the tiniest fucking gun ever. It's like the noisy cricket. It's like the fucking noisy cricket from Men in Black.
Does he even use the gun?
Yeah.
Did he? I must have missed it.
Yeah, he used it on a fucking... giant, the serial killer guy.
Okay.
So
they're going to go find the bitch. Roddy Piper, Sonny Chiba together again.
Yeah.
And so they find Buff Asian and Debo and the bitch and the husband. Mm-hmm. And Sonny Chiba knows Buff Asian, dude. They speak Japanese. He's like, what the fuck are you doing here in Japanese?
Yeah.
I don't know what the other dude says because my Japanese isn't that good.
The other dude probably just said, you know, chilling.
Yeah. And so then they fight, of course, and they're like, Debo, kill. And Debo's trying to fight. Like, he's fighting the urge to kill. He's like, no, I can't kill.
Yeah.
I never kill. I'm Debo.
And this... where Debo starts crying you become shocked that you're watching Debo cry. It was so jarring to see that dude and slop. It was like slop out of his fucking mouth and shit. It was gross.
Yeah, so Debo fucking leaves.
Yeah.
And so... next thing we know, I don't know how this fight ended, but they get the fuck away, and they're at, like, a waterfall. Mm-hmm. And Piper's like, I can't swim, and I don't like heights. And then he gets thrown off the waterfall by Buff Asian.
Yeah, he gets roundhouse kicked off that fucking mountain.
Yep.
And Sonny Chiba fucking has a blade in his belt buckle, pulls his belt out, slices the dude across his eyes, and dude, you know, he closes his eyes for a second, and Sonny Chiba's gone. Next thing you know, Sonny Chiba is in, like, what has to be the shallowest water possible, and this guy can't see him, and he stabs the dude in the foot. And then fucking, like, comes out. He kills that guy eventually. I can't remember how he did it, but I think he probably sliced his neck or something. Who knows? But
he cuts his head off at the end, but...
Right, right.
But yeah, that's at the end. We found out how to kill immortals.
Yeah.
So then Sonny Chiba dons his full ninja gear.
Which I don't know where it came from. I didn't see him load a bag into that Jeep at all.
I don't care where it came from. All I know is that it was fucking awesome.
It was pretty fly-ass gear.
Yeah, he had his fucking ninja mesh. He had fucking shuriken. He had the shit you step on and hurt your feet.
Yep.
Yeah, swords and throwing knives, everything.
Yeah, the things that look like jacks.
Yeah, that's the shit you throw.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They always look like jacks to me.
Yeah.
Some
little ninja kid was playing with jacks in his ninja dad's living room and forgot to pick him up, and the ninja dad stepped on him, was super pissed, and was like, hey.
Oh, wait, this is a good idea.
Yeah.
Never mind, son, I'm not going to hit you this day.
Ninjas from the 80s and 90s use Legos. Because they know that shit hurts.
Yep. Legos and micro machines.
Yeah.
Because I guess I'm counting Kevin McAllister as a ninja right now.
Yeah. You know, they had a Lego deathmatch once in wrestling. Have you ever seen that?
A Lego deathmatch?
Yeah. They just had Lego scattered around the ring.
Oh my God. Was this in Chikara?
I don't think it was in Chikara.
Sounds like a Chikara thing, right?
sounds like a Chikara. Death match in Chikara doesn't really go together, but it may have been CZW for all I know.
Oh boy, like that would be. They would call that, if that was a death match in Chikara, that would be their death match.
PWG, so Hard Candy and Lego Death Match.
Hard Candy and Lego Death Match.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, that's ridiculous.
I think there's several promotions that have had Lego death matches.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. Like, if you're having a Lego, some kind of Lego death match, and you're not Chikara, then you should not do that.
I think PWG can get away with it.
Yeah, PWG can get away with it, yeah. Because they're mostly, like, kind of comedy wrestling.
Yeah, they have the world's cutest tag team and everything.
Right, right, right. Oh. So, from here, Sonny Chiba, you find out Piper's alive. Eventually.
Yeah. Also, the bitch is being shown pictures of the, what's his dude name? The Signature Killer shows him pictures of her, his kills. And
yeah.
Her friend, as she was in contact with, is locked up in the basement. But they can't kill him, but she's expendable. But they don't kill her. And she gets out and runs away and tries to hold up one of these guys.
She got out in the easiest way possible.
They left the door open, right?
No. Fuck, like, kind of. Like, dude just, like, casually walked in and she just slipped out. That, just like that.
I was taking notes, like, and so I missed, like, some parts, and that was one of the things I missed, was her slipping out.
I
just assumed that when dude came in, he left the door open and didn't close it behind him, and she just kind of walked right out.
It was like, she basically just walked right out. It was like dude was walking in there to talk to his fucking woman or whoever the fuck she was, just walked in there just like, hey, how's everybody going? And then she just, like, darts out. She just, like, casually walks out, and that's it. Nobody fucking runs after her.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's an old man and an old woman. I mean, you can fuck them up, like, for
that
real.
That woman wasn't that old. Like, she could have fucking chased. Somebody could have chased them down. You'd think there would be guards. They have them all over the fucking place.
What I didn't get was they keep beating up these guards and not taking their fucking AR-15s and shit.
Yeah. These guys have machine guns, and they're not utilizing them.
Yeah.
So then, like, this is when... This is one of the funniest moments in this movie, is that this woman, she goes outside and she's like, oh, I have a bright idea. I'll take my shoe off and put it into this guy's back and make him think it's a gun. Well, dude's not buying it, of course, because obviously it's not a gun. And he just turns around and smiles and she's just like, she takes a sneaker, which is made of rubber, and hits him in the head twice with it. And knocks him out with a sneaker.
People get knocked out pretty easily in this movie.
Oh, God. Like, a feather. She could have hit him with a feather, and a dude would have been gone. It was just so funny to me that she knocked the dude out with a fucking sneaker.
And doesn't take his machine gun.
Yeah, doesn't take his machine gun. Like, if she had, like, a fucking high heel or something, like, she could have fucking, like... That might have actually felt more like a gun because it's pointed.
Right.
But then if the dude found out it wasn't, she could at least taken that heel and fucking shoved it in his eye or something.
Right.
But this is like a fucking, like, New Balance fucking sneaker.
Fucking Ked.
This is a Ked. This is a British Knight. This is a pump.
BK Rat Sex.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. BKs, man. Mm. It was fucking 93. They could have gotten a fucking BK in there.
Yeah. But, so they all kind of meet up conveniently at the same spot. Where did they find that shaman bitch? Like, I missed that part.
She was just there. She was just there in the middle of the woods, and all of a sudden she's their best friend. Like, they've known her for years.
That's so fucking weird.
Like, what are you doing?
They drink, like, some ayahuasca or some shit, and...
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Sonny Chiba's just like, oh, it's like a Japanese tea. And then Piper drinks it and he's like, ugh, doesn't make me want to order sushi. I'm like, well, why would it? Japanese tea doesn't turn you Japanese, dude.
I do want sushi, though.
Yeah.
So she tells him that these immortals are fucked up and it's like they come from our old ancient tradition. And the only way to kill them is by cutting off their heads or fire. Yeah. And I think if I'm an immortal, I can stop, drop, and roll, and I'll be good. Like, I don't think
that seems like you'd be able, like, because, I mean, Wolverine. Wolverine is technically immortal.
Right.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, Wolverine is immortal. He's been set on fire before.
Mm-hmm.
And his skin just grows back, and he's still alive.
Right.
You know?
But apparently, all your skin off when you have these mystical powers will... Get rid of those mystical powers.
I feel like if this was like a Highlander, I feel like a Highlander would be able to survive fire too.
Yeah.
You know? Just as long as, like, if your head is cut off, then that's it.
Yeah, that unless makes the most sense for an immortal. Just, like, fucking take off their heads because they can't do shit without that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Zombies, too.
Like, Deadpool's probably the only person that could probably get his head cut off and but still be alive.
Yep.
Just pick up his head and set it back on his neck.
Him and Deacon Frost.
Yeah, Deacon Frost. Frost! okay, so...
Another great 90s action movie.
Oh, man. Yeah. Blade was awesome. All three of those movies were awesome. I don't care what anybody says about the third one.
I only saw the first one. Dope. And some of the third one.
You've never seen Blade 2?
I think I have Blade 2 and I've never seen it.
Blade 2 is by far the best of the three.
Really?
Yeah, because Guillermo del Toro directed it. And he fucking directs the hell out of everything.
Okay.
And it was so fucking good. But this is in like the early days of CGI. So like whenever he has to have CGI, it looks kind of weird. But other than that, like it's a dope ass fucking movie.
I just watch Blade all the fucking time.
Oh, yeah, me too.
All the fucking time.
Yeah. So from here, then they go fight some people. They go fight some more people and look after... And that immortal guy comes back, the signature killer, comes back up.
Malibu from Gladiators.
Yeah.
Or Thor from Curb Your Enthusiasm, Season 3.
That dude's been all over the place, huh?
Hell yeah.
He
looked like he should be a wrestler, but he isn't.
That is weird. I was wondering if that dude was a wrestler because he was really acting like it.
He was also in Batman Forever as a Two-Face henchman.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Huh. I'll be damned. That dude gets around.
Yeah. He knows his place. Big, scary, coked up muscle dude.
Yeah. So we get into some fights. Sonny Chiba throws some exploding shurikens at motherfuckers and blows them up, which is awesome.
So it's Sonny Chiba against the buff Asian dude again, and yeah. Roddy versus the signature killer.
Yeah.
Because the signature killer killed all those dudes' friends. Because he killed Debo, didn't he? Yeah, he broke Debo's neck.
Yeah.
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 So Debo's dead.
Yeah. So, yeah, him and Piper are fighting. And then about this time, it was like, you know, the signature killer is about to get the upper hand, and that's when Sonny Chiba comes out of nowhere with his gun, with the noisy cricket, and fucking, like, just unloads a fucking clip into this dude. And he's out, for all intents and purposes. He is out until he wakes up, and then... How did they set him on fire? Did Sonny Chiba, like, blow him up?
No, Piper and him were brawling, and Piper got a can of gasoline and just poured it on him, and he tripped over the campfire, and the campfire just kind of tumbled onto the gasoline trail and lit him up.
Oh, that's
and
right,
and
then
he ran and tackled the leader evil bitch.
Yeah.
And they both caught on fire, and she was screaming, and Chick was like, he loves to hear him scream.
Yep. Big callback line.
And Sonny Chiba cuts the Asian dude's head off with his samurai sword.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So they've won the day. The heroes have won the day. Sonny Chiba returns home to his daughter.
And then Roddy Piper's at a restaurant where Art Barr is standing there. He's like, hey, you waiting on your wife? And you never see Art Barr's face, but you can kind of see his mullet. and then the chick is like, nope, just a friend. And the chick walks in, and she's looking smoking hot. And she's like, fucking close your mouth, Piper. And yeah. She sits down, has a cigarette in her mouth, and Art Barr goes light it. And the cigarette lighter has a logo of the Evil Corporation. And they're like, what the fuck? And credits.
Yeah.
So they baited us for a sequel that we're never going to get. Thanks.
This
20 years.
This
ago.
Was an awesome movie.
This movie was the shit. I love dumb martial arts movies.
Yeah.
It took me back to my childhood.
100%
was like this. The Substitute. 100%. The Kickboxer 2.
Substitute. I don't know if I ever seen Substitute.
Really?
I remember it, but I don't think I've ever
always seen it. Always on USA.
Yeah, always. I do remember that, yeah.
Now USA just shows Law & Order reruns all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't show shitty action movies like anything starring fucking Seagal or Van Damme.
They should really start like showing reruns of like Pacific Blue and like La Femme Nikita and shit.
La Femme Nikita.
La Femme Nikita. Right after Raw.
She doesn't wear tights.
So 100% I recommend this movie to anybody that's listening right now. It was a lot of fun.
And it's
free
on YouTube.
And it's Piper.
Piper, the hot rod himself.
Yeah, if you can't enjoy Piper, then you can't enjoy being alive.
Yeah.
So.
Because Piper's a magic man.
Mm-hmm.
He should have been the biggest action star of the 90s.
Yeah.
Because he was awesome in this. There wasn't this part where I was like, Piper can't act. Piper was just awesome.
Yeah.
He fit in every fucking cop cliche and everything. He just could have been. He's better than Melly Gibson's racist ass.
Yeah. Like, that could have been him and Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon.
Hell yeah. Just think how awesome that would have been. Riding Piper, Danny Glover, and Lethal Weapon.
Oh, man. That really would have been pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome. Or fucking Roddy Piper is Mad Max.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Roddy Piper and What Women Want.
I would pay a fucking $1 billion now to resurrect Piper and mount shot for shot remake of What Women Want Piper. With Piper and Ellen Hunt. Instantly.
Man, so Jim's turning into a robot over here. It's late. We only have so much show left. Is there anything you want to get in before we get out of here?
Not really, man. Just rockandwrestlingpodcast.podomatic.com for all your rock and wrestling podcast fucking needs.
And don't forget, the best way to support the show is socialcheckpoint.org/rockandwrestlingpodcast. We got links for Amazon. We got links for eBay. We got links for fucking hotels.com. Nigga, you want a hotel? Fucking T-Bird, we got that shit. socialcheckpoint.org/rockandwrestlingpodcast. We will get a little bit of kickbacks by you spending money on shit that you need. You don't have to give us money directly. I mean, like, fuck, dude. Use your money to buy yourself a little Groupon. Get yourself some Jordans off of eBay. Even if you want to buy a little iTunes. You can buy a little iTunes, just use our links, some Adidas, ABG antivirus.
Oh, man.
MacBook, click that Apple link. We got that.
Get you a new tracksuit.
Yeah.
Get you a fly-ass tracksuit.
Reebok, you want to get your UFC fight kits, some CrossFit stuff, some shoes, some fresh kickers.
Fresh ass British Knights.
Yeah. I don't think we have a British Knights sponsorship. I'm sorry. But if you want to get those new Reebok pumps, just come on over to socialcheckpoint.org/rockandwrestlingpodcast. And you can actually put a gimmick on your Chrome browser. So anytime you go to any of those sites to spend money, it'll automatically send it to us. So you don't even have to use the link. Just make sure you choose Rock Wrestling Podcast as your choice for social sponsorship. Boom. rockandwrestlingpodcast@gmail.com. That's our public email address. Send us emails. If you want to be on the show, like next week, Jim's not going to be here. Jim's going to be doing his own thing, hanging out with Brian, watching SummerSlam. So me and my buddy Rick from Orlando are going to review SummerSlam. And tomorrow's my birthday. So happy birthday.
Oh, shit. Tyler. Happy birthday, T-Bird Black.
Yeah.
Damn, so when I way to bury the lead, man.
When I listen to this shit on Thursday, after I run out of podcast, I will hear myself and Jim tell me happy birthday. So happy birthday, Tyler, from the future.
Happy birthday, T-Bird.
Yeah, only got a few years left in my 20s, so I am going to try to make it worth it. I don't know what you're supposed to do before you turn 30, but I'm going to probably not do that. I'm going to watch a lot of wrestling and go to a lot of punk shows.
Go to wrestling, go to punk shows, have a lot of sex.
Yep.
Just live the fuck up.
Watch a lot of X2 videos.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. What else do we usually plug? At Rock Wrestling PC is our Twitter.
Yep. At Sweet Jim Reaper. Yep, that is that's my Twitter account.
Yeah. Sweet Jim Rapist.
Oh, nope. That's wrong.
Follow All Red Eva on Snapchat for all your Eva Marie Snapchat needs of her at the airport going to NXT shows. And working out with her husband and weird photo shoots of her in a kitchen making pancakes. And follow Myman at Myman Fishbomb or email him at baseballisgreatandfootballisdumb.com.
Yankee Blue Jeans.
And that's all of our show because we can't hear Jim anymore. So, for Nick and Jim, I'm Tyler Black. This has been another episode of The Rock Podcast. That was close. Good job. And if you should die, I may feel slightly sad, but I won't cry. And lost, and some may say, when usually it's nothing, surely you're happy it should be this way. I say no, I'm gonna kill my dog. May the line sag heavy and deep tonight. I come to wish you an unhappy birthday. I've come to wish you an unhappy birthday. Cause you're evil and you lie. And if you should die, I may feel slightly sad, but I won't cry. Loved and lost, may say, when usually it's nothing, surely you're happy it should be this way. I said no, and then I shut myself.